7:17. Well, why do people choose teaching as a career? And why do they leave? These are just two of the questions that are being asked as part of a groundbreaking study, which is going to be discussed today in Adelaide as part of the Association for Active Educational Researchers Conference at the University of Adelaide and South Australia. Dr. Helen Watt and Dr. Paul Richardson are from the Education Faculty of Monash University, and they join us now. Dr. Helen Watt, this is a pretty big study, I gather, something like 1,600 subjects.
That's right. There's 1,653 participants in our ongoing longitudinal study in Australia, and we also have quite large numbers in other countries that we're comparing.
So how long have you been asking these people questions?
We started in 2002 when our Australian participants were in the first year of their teacher education, and then we've been following them since.
And what reasons have you uncovered so far as to why people want to become teachers?
Well, we've confirmed the frequently nominated reasons, which are to do with altruistic types of things, such as wanting to make a social contribution and wanting to work with children. But additionally, by drawing on the broader career models and theories about career choice, we've found that similar influences that are true for careers other than teaching also hold true for teaching. And the main ones there are to do with the extent to which people intrinsically enjoy the act of teaching, and also their perceptions about their abilities and skills. And something that we have not confirmed has been the previously expressed reason of people choosing teaching as a kind of fallback, last resort type of choice, or what's previously been called the mattress factor. Actually, we've found that hasn't been true at all. It is not. It is now a career of choice for people who are choosing it.
And and they're not going into teaching for the holidays or the perceived holidays?
No, that's a particularly interesting thing that we found. We've got a bunch of things that we call sort of, personal usefulness factors, which include things like time for family, length of holidays, short working day, opportunities for travel, that's about it maybe, and job security. And actually these are rated really relatively quite low.
Well, this would have to be good news, wouldn't it, for the Australian society at large?
I think so.
Were there any surprises in your studies? Things that you didn't expect to see?
Yes. Well, the fact that the fallback career or the mattress factor was so low, and also the fact that we called it bludging, those questions about the... We have to explain that at every international conference. No one knows what bludging means outside Australia. But the fact that we were really unable to confirm that factor. And also we asked them about their perceptions of the profession back right when they started their teacher education, and it was kind of surprising to us that they perceived teaching as a really highly demanding career, but low in terms of returns, such as salary and status, and that they had quite moderate, halfway up our scale, moderate experiences of people trying to dissuade them from teaching, and yet they were still choosing to become teachers. This was right at the point of their entry, and they still expressed very high levels of satisfaction with their choice.
Mm. So they're becoming teachers because they really want to become teachers.
Yeah, yep.
It's 25/7, and we're talking to Dr. Helen Watt and also Dr. Paul Richardson from the Education Faculty of Monash University, and perhaps we can address a couple of questions to Dr. Paul Richardson. Paul, good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
I know you guys are changing phones down there. Are we short of teachers in Australia?
We're short of teachers in specific areas. I'll give you some examples. I mean, in some rural areas, obviously, it's a chronic situation, but we're also short of teachers in areas like science, math, and in languages. There are difficulties there for the various states, but this is also a worldwide phenomenon as well. We're seeing this pretty much in the same sorts of ways in the United States and in the United Kingdom, and certainly in parts of Europe.
And should we go about trying to recruit teachers in a different way? Are we doing it properly?
I think one of the things that we would be trying to suggest is that just saying to people, we'll give you more money or we'll do those sorts of things, is not necessarily going to attract people out of other careers or attract people away from other careers. The thing that I think is interesting is that what we've been saying is that people have a sort of perceived ability as a teacher, and we don't seem to be emphasising that in the recruiting campaigns. We compared that, I think, with the teacher training authority in England at one stage a couple of years ago, were emphasising use your head as a teacher rather than you know, just wanting to make a social difference or to come in because you like children. So it's, you know, I think one of the things that we could be doing is trying to emphasise the intrinsic aspects of the career, provided that when they get to schools, I guess, as teachers, that the working conditions are such that it makes it attractive.
We heard from Dr. Helen Watt that people become teachers because they want to become teachers. Obviously, people also leave the profession. Is there any reasons why they do that?
I think at the moment, one of the things that I think we're finding is that the teaching, in my view, for the first time in a very long time, as a career within a very unstable labour market. I mean, what we've got at the moment is a labour market in Australia where people with tertiary education and higher education are in high demand across the whole of the labour market. So I think teachers are now, or people who've got teacher educational experiences and teacher backgrounds are probably likely to be able to move very easily out of teaching. And if teaching becomes less attractive in the workplace as a job, it may well be that they'll be drawn out of teaching into something a little more lucrative and a little more, I guess, stable in a sense. I think people are finding it teaching is a very, very demanding job. And the demands that put on teachers now across the board are much, much higher than they were when I began as a teacher. So I think the job itself has changed remarkably. And people are quite able and willing to consider moving out of one career into another, whether it's teaching or anything else in this current labour market.
And let's hope they don't. We want as many good teachers as we can hang on to. Dr.
Absolutely.
Paul Richardson, thanks very much for talking to us.
Sure.
Good luck with your research. He's from the Education Faculty of Monash University. And thank you also to Dr. Helen Watt, also from Education at Monash University. 25 past 2.